So I mentioned I was going to talk about a little bit this later. On the back of the concert program, I put some information about music education and why music is important. And if you've been to one of the parent meetings or things that I've done at Hopkins, you may have heard some of this before, but I know that a lot of you haven't. Participating in music education school is a very unique thing. There are a whole bunch of things that students learn, skills that are acquired, that you can't get anywhere else at school. You can't duplicate them outside of school. You can't, there's no substitute for it. And, you know, I'm lucky I teach at a school where a large percentage of the school population participates in music. That's not true in every school, and it's definitely not true at every school in Fremont. You know, maybe it should be. There's lots and lots and lots of research about how, you know, students score better on the SAT tests and do better on standardized testing, and students who study music, you know, have higher incomes later in life, and all this kind of stuff. And I put some of that on the back of the program. There's some interesting things. So, for instance, like the College Board is the administrator of the SAT, and they put out this report at the end of each year, which is a big think thing, with anything you would ever want to know about people that took the SAT test and how they break down and what they did. They actually break down people that took instrumental music in secondary school, which is seventh grade and later, by how many years they took and what that did to their SAT score. So people that took, 0 years got whatever the average score was. This is, you know, nationwide. And then they say, well, what's the difference between that and, you know, less than 1 year? Which is like, I don't know, it's negligible. And then what if you took 2 years? Well, then it goes up a little bit. It's about, you know, 15 or 20. By the time you get to the 4 years or higher, it's up to, you know, a number of like 123, I think, is the most recent one. That's a big jump, and that's nationwide. They also track things like what if you play music outside of school, like in a youth symphony or private lessons or study piano or something like that. It's not as impactful. It's about 20. It's not 120, it's like 20. You know, there's all these things you get in a music class that, like I said, you can't get anywhere else. You know, music students just have this huge advantage over everybody else, and the longer they stay with it, the more they get it. And the more people they get the advantage, the better the whole school is. It's not one of those, you know, well, if somebody else does it, then that's gonna lower my chances of being good at it. Well, that's not true at all, right? And in fact, the more people that are in music classes at the school, the better the school music programs here, the more benefits everybody gets from it. So just as an example of that, we're gonna do a little mini demonstration for you. So when you play in a group of music, like a wind band behind me, or a string orchestra and ensemble, so you have to play right notes, you have to play at the right time, you have to play at the right speed, you have to follow the conductor, you have to play at the right volume, you have to play in tune, you have to play with good sound, you have to play, and that's just kind of to start with off the top of my head. All those things have to happen through your head at once. There's nothing else like that. There was a study, I think it was a Japanese study, where they actually like mapped the brain to see how much of the brain was used during a whole bunch of activities. And playing music in an ensemble was the only thing that used almost the entire brain with that. Nothing else even came close. Things like, you know, playing basketball or, you know, flying a jet or, right, nothing else even came close to it. And just the amount of concentration that it takes. The other thing that's true about playing music is it requires a certain level of perfection, right? If you go to school and, you know, if you get 95% correct, or a grade of 95% in, like, you know, your AP chemistry class in high school, that's pretty good. If you play a piece of music at 95%, it's very interesting. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to take a very, very small chunk of the next piece, Sanctuary by Frank Ticelli, and it's a very small chunk. We're going to play it correctly for you. And then we're going to play it. I sat down with a calculator and figured this out. We're going to play it at exactly 92.6% correct, which is an A. That's actually pretty good. So here's what it is correctly.
pick up 77. Already got pick up 77. Not too loud.
Right? And there's nothing else like this. And here's what happens. So you take a music class, and you start working on this really high level of detail, because they haven't even talked about all the other stuff that goes into that, which this group, you know, is incredibly advanced. They just kind of naturally play with, you know, good phrasing and good tone and all that kind of stuff. And even the wrong notes were in tune. But the... So you start doing that, and you start doing that every day at school, which is why it's different than doing it on your own or doing it in, you know, an outside group. You do it every day. And all of a sudden, it starts to creep into other things you do every day. So, you know, you're taking a math test, and you go through the details, say, oh, wait, I missed this little thing here, and you fix it, right? Or, you know, you're writing a paper, and you think, you know, that really wasn't the precise word I wanted to use. I really should use this one. And all that kind of stuff, and it starts to creep into everything else, right? And this is why there's all these benefits from studying music, and the more you do it, the more you get out of it, right? It's proven that basically, you know, there's all these things about, well, you know, to get into college, you got to take AP classes, and you got to do this, and you got to do that, and you got to volunteer for this many hours and do this many things. The one thing that's proven to help people in college, get into college, succeed in college, and succeed beyond college, is studying music. It's the one thing. And, you know, you are all here, which means you know some of this already. And hopefully now maybe you know a little bit more than you did, and you would encourage your student to keep going. Playing music is hard. It's real easy to want to quit. I wanted to quit several times. Here I am. But it's so important. And then, you know, here would be my challenge to all of you. All of you know people that don't play instruments that are in schools in Fremont and could. Right? Every school in Fremont has a band program. Right? Every school in Fremont has opportunities for students to study music, and they can get all these benefits too. And, you know, my challenge to you would be, go find one other person that's not in music, and convince them to try it for a year. You have to do it longer than a couple of months. It's frustrating and hard when you start. Right, try it for a year. And it doesn't matter if they're in fourth grade, seventh grade, 12th grade, it doesn't matter. Try it for a year. See what happens. there's two results that will come of that. One is now you've got these other students that are going to get these benefits and they'll thank you. The second thing that'll happen is now all the music programs get way better because now you've got all these students and now you can form a group like this up here on the stage. So, my two cents. The other thing that I will say is as parents, be willing to help and support music at whatever school you're at, whatever form that takes, right? Whether it's the elementary programs, the junior high programs, or the high school programs, there's lots of things parents can do. Help keep this going and help get more people in it. And you know, Fremont should have one of the strongest music programs in the state. It could have that. And there are a lot of really good things happening in Fremont. I'm not trying to, you know, downplay that. So that's my challenge to all of you.